Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for our being here tonight. And I know that God has proposed it to be so. Because this is the hour that He is moving by His Spirit, gathering His people and bringing them into His purpose. And I know that you, brethren in Ikpe, is not excluded in that program.
Amen.
So we thank you for giving us the opportunity to come to share with you. Out of the abundance of the things that the Lord has been blessing us with. And our prayer is that our hearts will be open to receive them. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My name is Isaac.
Are you here, bro Isaac?
And my wife is here. And my children are here. Because we all must be partakers of this blessing. You know, when Brother Berry speaks, he said, not a hoof shall be left in Egypt. So we and our children, everyone must move in. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, you know, when you come here, every man will answer his father's name. When Brother Chijoke come, he also introduce himself. And Brother Ibere will introduce himself. Right now, I have introduced myself. Amen.
Amen.
There is something important God has been dropping in my heart. It has to do with darkness. And there is no how you talk about darkness, you won't talk about light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is dropping in my heart to talk about light and darkness. But you see, I want to assure you of something. I may not dwell so much so on darkness. The reason is very simple. We must be speaking of that which is of light. I'm not so much interested in telling you about your carnality or my carnality, or telling you about my darkness or your darkness, even though it is important because you know it. But I think that we must be advancing the issue of light. We must be telling ourselves what God requires of us. Hallelujah. Because when light shines, darkness cannot do what? It cannot comprehend it. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's turn our Bibles quickly to Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5. I'll read from verse 3. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, had any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, or for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord.
Amen.
Walk as children of light.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, you know, Paul, in writing to the Ephesian church, he tried to make them understand some basic truths. And one of them, of the truth he tried to let them know, is that, listen, you were darkness. And because you are darkness, you manifest the works of darkness. Yeah, now, I want to make it very clear to us that anyone born into this world is born into darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are darkness. Hallelujah. You know, he didn't say that, listen, you live in darkness. He didn't say that darkness is coming over you. He says that you are what? Darkness. Amen.
Amen.
And because they are darkness, or we are darkness, we manifest the things that have to do with darkness. Amen.
Amen.
Now, you know, many Christians don't realize the position that they are in. So Paul, in speaking to them in verse 3, he said, listen, he said, fornication, uncleanness, covetousness, that they should not be named among you. Why? Because you have been taken away from being darkness to being saints of God. In other words, there is something that happens to a Christian. There is something that happened to you before you were born again. There is something that brought about a change in your life. Because before you were born again, you were darkness. Darkness ruled your heart. Darkness controlled your mentality. Everything that anybody does who is not born again is filled with darkness. So Paul was reminding them that, listen, if you are now a saint of God, you should have nothing to do with darkness. Amen.
Amen.
And he went down to enumerate in verse 4, he said, filthiness. Foolish talking. Jesting. and the rest of them. Now, I think that God has something to say to us here tonight. Perhaps you are born again, but you are still playing around with darkness. Now, the truth is that darkness and light cannot work together. Maybe you are here tonight. Your whole character, your whole behavior is manifesting with darkness. Now, because you are walking in darkness, the things that have to do with darkness come upon you. Because you walk in darkness, because you have not renounced the unfruitful works of darkness, the things that have to do with darkness begins to play around in your life, begin to resist you, begin to play around with you. Sickness and disease begin to play around with you. Why? Because darkness can only attract darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But tonight, hallelujah, God is going to deal with every darkness in our hearts. There is no how. Jesus was speaking. He said that, you say that I have devils. He said, it is not possible. Hallelujah. That you cannot begin to drive away darkness when you have darkness. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So it is not possible, I tell you, that you will be able to rebuke darkness when you have darkness in yourself. It is not possible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what he said? Paul said something. I think it's in Corinthians. He said, being able to rebuke every what? Disobedience. When our own obedience is what? Fulfilled.
Yeah.
It's a simple spiritual law. You cannot rebuke what you yourself have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, all around us, demons and devils are playing around with us. Because in us, there is darkness. You know, some two people went one day and they began to rebuke darkness. You understand? They went to rebuke devils. And as they went to rebuke these devils, you know what they saw? The devils turned around to them and said, you, I know you. He said, Paul, I know. You know what? Because Paul had light. He said, this one I know. Because they had light. But he said, you, who are you? I know what happened to them. They were torn apart. Naked, and they ran away. That's the source of Skiva, is it not so? So you cannot rebuke darkness that you have. You cannot say you are going to bring deliverance to any man when you yourself, you are not living right. It is not possible. So you must first of all deal with the darkness that is in your own life. Jesus said something that was in Matthew, I think it's Matthew 7. He said, how can you go and you begin to remove the log in someone's eye? In other words, you want to remove what is causing someone's Darkness, is it not so? You want to remove the things that is causing someone not to see well. You want to remove something that is making somebody's eye body to be filled with darkness. When you yourself, you have a big plank on your face. You know what he said? He said, first of all, go and remove your own. In other words, deal with the darkness that is in your own heart first. Then you will have a right standing to remove the darkness inside in another. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I don't know why this word is coming here tonight. Because it's not planned. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 8 says, for ye are sometimes darkness. But ye are now light. Brethren, let me tell you something. I will not hesitate to tell you what God is telling me tonight. Some of us in this house are playing with darkness. Some of us, our lives are not straight. We are just middling with unfruitful works of darkness. And because of that, there is so much oppression. There is so much resistance to you as an individual. But I believe the power of God is here tonight to break that power. Amen.
Amen.
Let's move on a little bit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Maybe we'll read another scripture. Just read Ephesians 5:11. I just want to stress it a little bit, and then we'll read Colossians 1:13 and 1 Thessalonians 5. So let's read that, Ephesians 5:11. It says, and from 9.
Say,
for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Can read that. The scripture here is very clear. It says, have nothing to do with unfruitful works of what? Darkness. He said, have no fellowship. Amen.
Amen.
Have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. But then some of us are having fellowship with darkness. And God wants us to terminate that fellowship tonight. You know where it is. You know where you are having this fellowship. And God is saying, you must stop this fellowship. Amen. That you don't need to keep on progressing or going on with this fellowship. Because there are consequences when you have fellowship with darkness. Things are bound to happen, judgments are bound to come when you have fellowship with darkness. So the Lord is saying tonight, terminate that fellowship. If there is any relationship whatsoever you have, And your heart is telling you here tonight that you are meddling with darkness. God is saying, terminate it tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's take Colossians 1:13. He says, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It says that God has delivered you from the power of darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has delivered you. Now, if God has delivered you, it does mean that there is something that you must do. Now, when the Lord speaks, he stands in a position where he sees the end. When he speaks, he sees the accomplished work. He sees the final work. So when he's saying that he has delivered you, it does not mean that, okay, you have nothing to do. My dear, I can tell you something tonight. You certainly have something to do. Because positionally, he has delivered you. But experientially, you have got something to do. That is why he said you must work out your salvation with fear and trembling. In other words, you have something to do. As far as God is concerned, he has provided for your deliverance. But I can tell you, you must take a step of faith to get that deliverance. If you do nothing about it, fair enough. But if you can take a step of faith, then that deliverance will become yours. Hallelujah. It's like God giving someone a blank check, or you giving someone a blank check. You just take the check. But you see, the check does not become yours until you put down your name there. Until you write down the amount. Not only that, until you put down the date. Because all these things are things that can disqualify you in the bank. Is it not so? I'm sure some of you have gone to the bank before with a check. It's going to be an abnormality if you give the teller a check and there is no name on it. Will you be paid?
No.
If there is no date on it, will you be paid?
No.
What will they tell you? They say return it back to the Amen.
Amen.
That is how it is with God. In fact, he has said the eternal life is your own. But I tell you, you does not become yours until you lay hold on it. Until you put down your name on that eternal life. Darkness does not go away. until you come to God's position. For he said, he has delivered you from the power of darkness. Yes, he has delivered you. But you have got to do something about it. You have to receive it. And tonight I want to tell you something. That darkness has got power. Don't underplay the power of darkness. Many Christians underplay the power of darkness. And there are some of us here who underplay the power of darkness. Amen.
Amen.
Darkness manipulates. Darkness can change the entire program of God concerning your life. Darkness can turn your life upside down. Darkness can resist you from getting into the purpose of God for your life. My dear, darkness has got power. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I also believe there are some people who have come here tonight. They came with the power of darkness. Amen.
Amen.
But I can tell you also, there is a power that is more than your own power. Because he said that there is a power that worketh in us. And that power that works in us is able to defeat the power of darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not only being delivered from the power of darkness, this scripture tells us that he has translated us. That he has translated you. Amen.
Amen.
He has translated you into what? Into the kingdom of his dear son. And I can tell you that that kingdom of his dear son is the kingdom of light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's hold on a little there. Let's also go to let me see another scripture. 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5. Amen.
Amen.
He says here that, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness. Verse 4. But ye, brethren, and not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. But you are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. I believe tonight, brethren, there are those who do not belong to darkness that are here tonight.
Amen.
They have nothing to do with darkness. Even if they have, they have come to recognize it. And they are dealing with the darkness in them. And they are asking God to take away the darkness in them. They are not comfortable with the darkness inside of them. Every day of their lives, they are crying out unto God, take away this darkness in me. Take away this thing that is inside of me. One of the things that is ruining the Christian community is that we have come to terms with darkness. We have agreed we have darkness. But we are doing nothing about it. Many of us say that is the way it is with me. That is how I was brought up. But the scripture is saying that you have been delivered. That God is saying you have been delivered from the power of darkness. Therefore, you should have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. Amen. So tonight, one of the things that God will want us to begin to deal with is the darkness that is inside of us. Some of us have no touch of light at all. Some of us are ruled and controlled by darkness. Some of us have not come to terms with that. There is one powerful element that can deliver one from the power of darkness. We have not touched it at all. It is my prayer tonight that God will expose us to light. For when we are exposed to light, our darkness will go. Our darkness will be driven away. Amen. Let's go again to John chapter 1.
Yeah, you can again. John, Gospel John, the Bible.
Says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehend it not. 4 and 5. Verse 7 says, the same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He says, verse 9 says that that was the true light which lighted every man that cometh into the world. The scripture says that there is a light that shines. That when it shines in darkness, darkness cannot withstand it. That when this light begins to shine in your heart, that darkness cannot resist it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So where is that darkness that can stand? Because this light we are talking about is talking about the glory of God. It talks about the brightness of God. It says that when this brightness comes in the midst of darkness, that darkness cannot withstand it. Tonight, the question we should be asking ourselves is, what are those works of darkness? What are those things that are taking hold of our hearts and our minds? What are those things that are making us act in a certain way and have certain behaviors? What are those things that we struggle to get out of them, but we don't seem to succeed? Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Ephesians, we try to enumerate some of them. But let's take it a little further. Go with me to Galatians 5. We take it from verse 16. Galatians 5. So this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Part of the darkness that is troubling us is the lust of the flesh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't think we understand the fullness of this. The lust of the flesh is that which grips the desire and the emotion of a man. and begin to make him to walk towards that which is not righteousness, which is not of God. The lust of the flesh can cause a man to become an enemy of God. He says, love not the world, nor anything that is in the world. That if any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. He said, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, they are all what? They are what? They are the world. That any man who participates in it, that the love of the Father is not in him. Now, the present day Christians are treating it with kid's glove. We are playing around with it. You find in the church today fornication. You find in the church today adultery. You find in the church today every manner of evil concupiscence. You see, our conduct and our behavior are not that which becometh of saints. It is manifest in the way we dress. It is manifest in the things we do, in the company we keep, in the associations we have. The lust of the flesh, the cravings of the world have taken hold of our hearts, and because of that, there is no love of God in our hearts. And the church is playing around with it. Now let me announce to you something. The church has departed far away from God. Because of this one singular act of darkness. Loss of the flesh. Amen. There are some sexual immorality that is around the church today. Our young people are involved in the lust of the eyes. Do you understand? The things we watch from movies, the kind of songs we sing, they are part and parcel of this darkness. And God keeps shouting and keeps saying that as long as this is right within you, you do not have his love in your heart. If you like, stand here and sing all the songs as a chorister. If you like, go and buy everything you can buy and give to the church. What God is expecting is that you and I deal with the darkness that is in our heart, the darkness that is in our soul. Today we take it as one of those things that happens. But I'm telling you something tonight, by the Spirit of God, that judgment is soon coming upon every manner of darkness. Wherever it is found, God is going to judge it. Today the church is filled with politics. The church is filled with division and every manner of offenses. You know, some people in the church, they generate offenses. Some people, their own is to see how they can cause trouble in the church. They manifest darkness. And God is no respecter of persons. He does not know whether you are an elder and you sponsor darkness, you supervise darkness, you organize darkness, you organize rebellion in the church. When judgment comes, judgment is going to sweep across. It is better for us to run away from this judgment. And the only way we can run away, brethren, is by running to the light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says that the spirit, against the, sorry, where are we? Verse 17 now says, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if ye be led of the spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now what God is saying here tonight is very clear. That them who participate in this, hallelujah,
amen,
that they don't have the benefit of being partakers of the kingdom of God. I will try and summarize what the purpose of this word is. As it is coming to my heart, God is saying to this church that there is a lot of struggling, a lot of fighting, and many are not succeeding because the darkness is overwhelming them. And the darkness is overwhelming you because you have harbored darkness. Some of the things that are written down here tonight, some of these works of the flesh or works of darkness, that many of us are involved in them. And that is why there is a lot of defeat. That is why there is a lot of oppression. That is why there is a lot of backwardness. That is why the church is not standing in the position that it should stand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God is saying that you must rise up and deal with the darkness that is in your heart. That when you deal with the darkness, then you will have a right standing To take authority over your environment. To take authority over your family. To take authority over your own life. And men will begin to rise out of the grave. And they will begin to rise out of the place of oppression. And they will begin to make progress because they have been able to deal with the darkness. Tonight, God wants to bring help to you and I. Because in my own life, I've come to realize that the more I deal with the darkness that is in my heart, then am I able to move on forward. Then God begins to bring revelation to me. God begins to bring understanding to me. God begins to enlighten my eyes to understand the principles of the things of the kingdom of God. The Bible says that because there is a darkness that is over their heart, because there is a veil over their heart, but when it shall turn to the Lord, that what? The veil shall be taken away. As we turn to the Lord tonight, the veil and the covering of darkness shall be taken away. We shall no longer walk in darkness. Amen. Now, many of us live in an environment where witches and wizards operate. You are not able to rise up against them because they know who you are. They know the things you do. They know the things you are involved in. And as a matter of fact, they are your friends. That is, the witches and wizards are your friends. And by experience, I know that witches become your friend when they know that you are harmless, when they know you can do nothing. So they are your friends. In my village, we used to have a woman that was a witch, and she smiles at everybody. Everybody is her friend. You can see that this woman is a full-blown initiate of witchcraft, but she smiles with everybody. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, because what I'm trying to say is something I know you can relate with. We are not able to rise up against it because they are familiar with us. They are our friends. Any day you will rise up in the spirit, that particular day, you are going to have an attack. Amen. It's just a very simple illustration. During the war, there was one woman that was a witch. She came from a very far town. But because of the war, they came and they settled in our compound. Everybody seemed to be her friend. But I happened not to be her friend. And for Christ's sake, I wasn't born again then. But I knew that there was something that is inside of her that I could not take. She knew there was something in her that I was resisting. So in the night, you know, we are sitting, you know how the village hut, the kitchen is outside. And we are seated, cooking, my mom was cooking, and this strange bird came.
And then a mommy,
you know what it did? Bird. You know what it did? It came and it pecked on my waist. Do you think that kind of thing is possible? Don't you think it's very strange that at night a bird comes to perch on your waist? And I flung it the following day. The woman was so angry with me. Amen. I'm just giving you an illustration. And I know that this is something that many of us are struggling with. In this environment, you cannot overcome it. You cannot deal with it. Because there is darkness in your heart. But any day you begin to rise up, and you begin to rebuke the darkness inside of you, then you discover that they will no longer be your friends, and you will begin to prosper. You begin to move on forward in God. So what are we saying? Many people try to defeat witches and wizards, but they are in enmity with their neighbors, but they are always quarreling and fighting. They are always engaged in fornication and in adultery. And they will say, every witch must die. I can tell you, no witch will die until you kill the witch that is inside of you, until you deal with the darkness that is inside of you, until the darkness that is working inside of you is purged out. God wants to bring deliverance to this church. There are many things you have been meddling with, but God wants to say, God is saying tonight, deal with it in your heart first. We seem to accuse one another often. We seem to run one another down often. But God is saying, you cannot overcome as a people, as a church, until you begin to deal with the darkness in your heart, until you begin to release your brethren from your heart, until you begin to forgive one another in your heart. Then will you be able to stand and to knock against this darkness. Then will you be able to resist all the principalities and powers that are ruling this environment, and you are going to overcome them. Amen. Let me tell you a little bit about light. You know, light speaks about the glory of God. And when we walk in the light, even in the physical, when we walk in the light in the physical, there are a lot of benefits. Amen. One of the benefits is just the one I have just told you. But there are many benefits of walking in the light. And brethren, because we do not walk in the light, we are not able to receive a revelation of who Jesus is. We are not able to understand the mysteries of God. Because he says, if you walk in the light, as I am in the light, that we do what? We have what? Fellowship. I don't think you understand what the word fellowship means. Oh, hallelujah. When you walk in the light, you have fellowship. The word in Greek is koinonia. That is, you come into a place of intimacy with God. You come into a place where he's able to reveal his mind to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When a man begins to walk in the light, there are certain things that are hidden to men. God will reveal them to you. You know, many of us, there are a lot about our past. There are a lot about your family, down your ancestry, that you are not aware of.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. But when you begin to walk in the light, those things that you don't know, generations past, God begins to open them up to you. That is the benefit of walking in the light. You begin to ask God questions. Father, how about this? Father, this thing that is worrying me, what is the source? Because you are in fellowship with him, he begins to tell you, he begins to reveal them to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is many of the benefits we have in walking in the light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was a man that walked with the light. He walked with light. And he was not a friend of the world. He was a friend of God. He walked with God. And walked with God. And walked with God. You know what happened to him? One day God just took him. The Bible said he was no more. Because God took him. Enoch had nothing to do with darkness. His whole consciousness was attracted to the light. All his thought and all his behavior were geared towards the light. His passion was about the light. His desire was about God. And as he walked with God, God was hand in hand with him. And they walked together. And as they walked, one day, God said, you no longer will walk in this level. God just took him and took him away. Brethren, we can walk in the light. We can overcome darkness. Let no spirit tell you we cannot overcome darkness. We can overcome darkness. We can deal with the darkness that are in our hearts. And we so walk with God that the glory of God begins to be made manifest in our lives. It will begin to radiate. Men will see it physically. And they will know that there is something different about this one. Even devils, that is when you are walking on the road, and a madman sees you, they will clear. They will, you know, right now, because you have darkness, because I have darkness, if I'm coming, you know, a madman is coming towards me, what do you normally do? You go to the other side. But when you begin to walk in the light, and the glory of God begins to overshadow you, it's the madman that will see you and go to the other side. Brethren, these things are practical things. God is encouraging the church to rise and begin to walk in the light. For in it, we have a lot of benefits. Hallelujah. Even in the compound where you live, you will get so hot. I mean, really get hot. That your neighbors who are thinking evil of you will pack away. Not you complaining every time and murmuring and talking. They will pack away. Amen. But then there are practical things. There are a lot of benefits. The church has come to the place where we do not have power because our hearts are filled with darkness. And I pray that God will bring deliverance to us tonight. When we walk in the light, it will help us to access, you know, assess how much we are walking with God. It says that the path of the righteous man, that is shineth brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. That it is like shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. When you walk in the light, you will be able to access where this one is coming from, so that we'll be able to, you know, avoid schism in the church. Many times we don't know where we are coming from. We don't know the level of light we have. We come into conflict one with another. But when you begin to know how much light you have and how much light your brother has, you are able to put yourself in a position where you don't bring yourself into a quarrel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All of us do not have the same level of life. We do not have the same level of understanding. But if we can only come to the place where we begin to walk in the light, the degree of light I have will begin to increase. It will begin to increase. The brother who is not walking and has a little measure of light, and will come into a meeting, for example, and he attacks me because I have higher light. I must have a witness that, listen, I don't need to quarrel with him. He is coming from the level of light that he has. Amen.
Amen.
Brethren, when we have light, it will reduce schism in our midst. It will reduce offenses in our midst. It will reduce our stepping on one another's toes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll take one or two scriptures and we let's go to the same 1 Corinthians. The same 1 Corinthians 5 that we read. We take from 5 to 8. Says, ye are all the children of light.
Amen.
You are children of light. And the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. He said, for they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober. Put on the breastplate of faith. And love. And for the helmet, the hope of salvation. We take another scripture. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We take another scripture. We take Matthew 5. And 17:2. Matthew 5:16. Hallelujah. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Our light is made manifest in the works that we do. Are we together, brethren? The way that light will be made manifest is by the things we do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Light will never hide. Is it not so?
Yes.
There is no how light will hide. Hallelujah. He said that man cannot take light, lamp, and put it where? In a bushel. Light must be in a position where it shines. And one of the things is that when light is shining, you cannot count how many people that are benefiting from it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So here he's saying, let your light so shine that many people are benefiting from it. That it, let it be made manifest by your good works. By the things that you do. Now, when he says good works, he's not necessarily talking about, you know, giving a beggar money. He's not necessarily saying that you should, okay, give your neighbor food. Many people think that that is the good work. The good works he's making reference to is in your character. In the things that you do, in the way that you speak. The Bible says that it is out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. What are you speaking? What is coming out of your mouth? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Are there things that are blessing people? Hallelujah. Now, if what is coming out is not blessing people, it does mean that your works are what? Darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If every evening, since this is a village, you know, there are dark spots, every now and then you hide with a little girl in one little corner, it just means that your works are what? Darkness. If your relationship is fully of light, You will be found in the light. You will do it in the light. But if your works are darkness, you are going to be found where? In darkness. So here Jesus is encouraging. He said, let your light so shine. He said, let it shine and shine unto what? A perfect day. So that your heavenly Father will see your good works. So that men will see your good works. And glorify your Father that is in heaven. I feel like stopping here tonight. But I believe that God is making a call in our hearts to deal with every darkness. And you know it. Nobody is coming to accuse you. But the Spirit of God is bearing witness with your spirit tonight that your works have not been good before God. And that you need to do something about it. That your works have not been approved of God. That you need to do something about it tonight. And if you want to do that, if you want to respond to that call, I want to encourage you to stand up and come forward. And we shall pray with you tonight. And you are going to obtain deliverance by the power of God. The light of God will begin to shine in your heart. The light of God will begin to shine in your path. If you want to respond to God, I just want to see you come forward. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Holy, you are holy. And you dwell in a higher glory. Then also we that go and the
I don't know how we are going to handle it. Just the general prayer. The general prayer, okay.
In heart, your soul.